Searching for a uniform sign language. A picture can be worth far more than 1,000 words, at least when it comes to guiding travelers. That was the reason behind an experimental project by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The department wanted to test the efficiency of 34 graphic symbols in air terminals and other public places in several American cities as an aid to Americans and their guests from abroad. William R. Myers, who directs the project, requires that the signs be clear, uniform, and easy to comprehend. This means, above all, signs that would overcome the language barrier, Myers explains. Far too many foreign visitors find themselves in strange and confusing surroundings, not knowing the language of the country, and uncertain as to where to go to obtain help. In the past, there has been no uniform sign system, and a number of organizations worldwide have posted widely varying signs for guiding the public. For example, the sign for a telephone at the Mexico Olympic Games was a telephone dial. At the Tokyo Olympics, a telephone and dial. In most other sign systems, a telephone headset. After considering all the various telephone symbols as to their instant communication value, experts selected a stylized telephone handset. Pictures for the signs were created by the American Institute of Graphic Arts in New York City. The creators of the graphic symbols wanted to find a uniform sign language that people everywhere would comprehend easily. For example, they decided that the back view of an envelope indicates a mail facility more clearly than a front or side view. To communicate a currency exchange, the creators developed a uniform symbol sign that shows a rectangle with figures for a dollar, pound, franc, and yen depicted on it. Also, a martini with an olive became the uniform sign for a bar. Not because the martini was judged the most popular cocktail, but because the shape of the glass is distinctive, and other cocktail glasses can easily be confused with a water glass. Several years ago, representatives from all over Europe met in Geneva to agree upon a uniform code of highway markings. When these were posted, it became possible for motorists from all over the world to drive with greater safety, even though they didn't know the language of the country that they were visiting. In the future, the uniform highway signs from Europe may appear along major roads in many other countries as well. Once the signs are posted throughout the world, a knife and fork will mean a restaurant. A suitcase will indicate baggage, and a car under a key, a car rental. And if anyone has questions about the whole proposition, he can simply go to the information desk under the sign that has a big question mark within a circle.